Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 37, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 15th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. My dear Lord, when you appeared as Hayagriva, with a head like that of a horse, to kill the two demons named Madhu and Kaitava, who were full of the modes of passion and ignorance. After killing the demons, you delivered the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. Therefore, all the great saintly persons accept your forms as transcendental, untinged by material qualities.
Asmai bhavan haya siras tanuvam sabibras vedadrhava jivalo madhukaita vakho satya anayat kirivanan suradashtama cha satyam tava priyataman tanumamamanti. So spiritual kingdom is beyond this material world, made up three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, tama. So when incarnation of the Supreme Lord comes, jada-jadai dharma-saklani bhavati, Krishna has given us, we are fallen down from the spiritual kingdom to this material world on account of desiring to fulfill our material senses. But Krishna is so kind that He has given us the Vedic literature. Anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela. This is the statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ataev Krishna Ved Purana Karila. Because we have forgotten Krishna, Anadi. Anadi means before the beginning of this creation. The beginning of this creation is called Adi, beginning. But our forgetfulness of Krishna is anadi, anadi bohirmu. We are working in this life, in this material world, struggling for existence to get happiness, that is the aim of life. But because we have forgotten Krishna, we do not know the source of happiness, anandamaya abhyasa. Anandamaya vigraha, satchidananda vigraha, we have forgotten Krishna. Still we are searching after ananda, blissfulness. This is our struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasat. We are in this prakiti, in this material nature, prakitisthani, and being dictated by the mind, making plans to become happy, but that is not possible. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani. This is due to our forgetfulness. We are struggling for existence to get happiness. But because we do not know what is the source of happiness, it is called struggle for existence. This is going on. So this is going on not only in this life, before this life also, anadi, anadi. So once we get the chance to understand what is the problem of life, and this human life is given a chance by evolution, by nature's way, 8,400,000 species of life, we are coming through then the nature has given one chance, this human form of life. Now it is for understanding what is our position. Athāta brahma-jīva. But if we do not take care of this question, kiyāmi kāno more jāpe tāpotra, Sanātana Goswāmī placed this inquiry before Caitanya Mahāprabhu. To approach Guru means to inquire about himself, what I am. That is intelligence. Sanātana Goswāmī was a minister, is very opulent. Tatyāthūrnamase samandalapatisanin sadātuch. But when he came to his senses, after meeting Caitanya Mahāprabhu, he wanted to know what I am. This is real inquiry. He would be very satisfied to get answer himself that I am minister and I have got so big salary and so respect. No, he was not satisfied. He went to Guru, Caitanya Mahāprabhu. Your Vedic injunction is tadvijñāna thamsa gurumeva abhigacchet. Everyone is conscious of the struggle for existence, but they are not serious enough that why the struggle for existence, that why required, that is human life. The dog is suffering, is hungry, is going to a place for some food, and instead of food, he's getting a stroke by the stick. He barks very, he is disappointed. I wanted food, but I got the stick. I wanted bread, I got stone. This is going on. And therefore in the human society also, they are also struggling and making plans for economic development, so that instead of stone they can get bread. But the struggle is going on. There is no settlement. That is not possible. That's not possible. Either you go to this country or that country, you accept this ism or that ism. Unless you come to Krishna, there is no possibility of peace. That is stated very simple words in the Bhagavad Gita, that how to stop the struggle for existence? Bhoktaram yagdhavasam sarvalokamahisaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatya mam shanti. This is going on. As soon as there is creation, Brahma was created and he was given the basic knowledge. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai. We get it. Brahma was born, he was to establish the kingdom of God. Or as Brahma was born, the other living entities also were in the body of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. They were also to take birth later on, and before that birth, Brahma was instructed Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means these bewildered living entities struggling for existence may get Vedic knowledge, so that they can revive their old original Krishna consciousness. This is the purpose of Vedic knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedyam. The Vedic, what is Vedic knowledge? Vedic knowledge means to revive our Krishna consciousness. That is Vedic knowledge. If you revive your Krishna consciousness, that is the perfection of Vedic knowledge. But if you read only Vedas, and perform formalities, ritualistic ceremonies, but if do not awaken your Krishna consciousness, that is useless waste of time. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmasyanasthitapvamsang visyakshina kathasujya notpadayadratingyadi sramayevahi kevalam. You may be a very religious person. Never mind, you are Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or anyone. And according to your religious principle, ritualistic ceremonies, you execute very nicely. Sanasthitam pungsam. But after doing all these things, if you do not become God consciousness, God conscious, or you do not understand what is God, then the Bhagavad says that it is simply waste of time. Samayiva hi kevalam. So human life is meant for understanding the Supreme or connection with the Supreme Being. That is real human life. Therefore, the Vedas are there. So, as soon as Brahma was born, because he is in charge of this universe. There are innumerable universes and innumerable Brahmas. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanda natha. The Brahma is jagadanda natha. He is the chief person within this material world, in this universe. So, he is in charge, therefore he was given the basic knowledge. And he got the basic knowledge, but at the same time, two demons known as Madhukaita, they wanted to snatch away, take away the basic mantras from Brahma. This is the attempt from the very beginning. The devotees, following the disciplic succession of Brahma, just like we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, several times I have explained. So, our original guru is Brahma, Swayambhu, therefore he is one of the great personalities, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu. These are 12 Mahajans, men of authority. So Brahma is men of authority, the demigod, the supreme demigod, the best of the demigods. So this Madhukaitava, they took away. Rajastam. Why? They were full of Rajastam. And Brahma is Satagun. So, Satagun and Rajastam, this material world, there is three qualities, so there is always struggle. If you want to remain in the Satagun, then the Rajastam gun, they will give you trouble. Rajastam bhava, tatu rajastamo bhava, kamalu bhadayasya. We are trying to introduce this satagun and above satagun, shuddha satagun. This satagun, just like sometimes we experience that one person is elevated to the brahminical principle, sannyasi principle, but all of a sudden he falls down, he becomes a demon. You have got experience. He becomes demon. So this material world is so contaminated that even if you are on the satagun, there is chance of being contaminated by the rajasam. The struggle is there. Therefore, we have to become very, very careful. Krishna will help. If you want to remain in satagun, in purity, then Krishna will help. Just like here, as soon as Brahma was disturbed, by the demon full of rajagun and tamagun, immediately the Lord came in Hayagriva, Murti, incarnation. That is, Krishna is also very much anxious to do that. Konti apradijani hi name bhakta pranasari. If you remain a pure devotee, always surrender to Krishna, you should know it very well that Krishna will give you protection in any current. Don't be worried. Simply, we must have the faith. That is surrender. Surrender means avasya rakhive Krishna vishasa palam. You must be faithful that I am engaged in Krishna's service. I may go to hell or heaven, it doesn't matter. I am going to serve him. It is sure that Krishna will give me protection. So there should be no hesitation. If somebody is ordered, go to hell and please Krishna consciousness, you should remain faithful to Krishna and Krishna will give all protection. This is the principle. Krishna's business is yada yada hi dhanma sagrani bhavati tadatmanam sujami parittanaya sadhunam vinashaya. So this sadhu, sadhu means Krishna bhava. Sadhu not this dress. If you are always keeping Krishna within yourself, then you are sadhu. You are yogi also. Yogi namapi sarvi sam madhagata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumang sami juktuto. These things are there. Alright. Manvana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. So those who are always keeping Krishna within the heart, they are sadhu. So paritrana sadhuna, they are sadhus. Sadhu means who are always engaged in Krishna's service, always thinking of Krishna. So here, as Brahma was protected from the great demons, Madhukarita, Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the great demon, from the great demon, Hiranyakashipu. There are many, many instances. So the demons are always there. They are always ready to disturb devotees. That is going on. But a devotee's business is to revive the Krishna consciousness of the conditioned soul. That is devotee's business. As Krishna comes personally to give them some help, similarly, Krishna's servants also, they take Krishna's business and try to help this fallen conditioned soul to revive their original Krishna consciousness. So here is an example that Brahma was given the basic knowledge. Tene Brahma Rida Adikava. Brahma is Adikavi. He is the first learned man within this universe. We do not follow this nonsense Darwin theory. Our beginning of this creation is from the most learned man, Brahma, not from the monkey. We do not follow this rascal philosophy. We do not follow. So, our beginning is Lord Brahma, a devotee of Krishna, empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, basic knowledge. Why Vedas there? Nanadi bohinmo vijiv Krishna bhuli jala ataya Krishna ved purana kalila. So ved puran is required. Why the Vedas have that puran? To revive our Krishna consciousness. And the gist of the Vedavi Shastra is Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Shastra. Vinidya. So if we read Bhagavad Gita carefully, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and follow it according to the direction of the Brahma and his disciple succession, then Krishna will give you all protection from the demon. There is no doubt. That is Krishna's business. He said, yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati va. Dharma saglani va means discrepancy in the matter of understanding Veda. That is dharma saglani. We have read in the sixth chapter. Veda vihitam dharma. Dharma means which is enjoined, which is ordered by the Vedas. Shruti. Our Rupa Goswami said, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Ki Vidhim Vina Vaitanti Ki Harir Bhakti Utpatayava. So we must follow Shruti Smriti Puranadi Shastra Vidhi. Krishna condemns such person just as who do not accept this Shastra Vidhi and manufacture something. This rascal has spoiled the whole world. No, Shastra Vidhi, the Vedic knowledge. Anadi Bahirmukhi Krishna Bhali Gala Atayav Krishna Ved Purana. So we have to take protection of the Vedic knowledge that is summarized and Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalamidam. Kalpataro, the tree, you get tree, you protect tree. So this Vedic knowledge is called Kalpataru. Kalpataru means whatever you want, you can get from the tree. Here we have got experience. You can get mango from the mango tree. But Kalpataru, you can get mango, apple, pineapple, anything. That is called Kalpataru. So from the Vedas, you can get all kinds of knowledge, material, spiritual, anything. Therefore it is called Kalpataru. And the Kalpataru, Taru means tree, and the tree, we nourish tree to get a nice fruit. So this Bhagavatam is the fruit of the Vedic tree, Kalpataru, and it is ripe knowledge, not unripe. Unripe fruit you cannot eat. But ripen in the tree, mango, is very palatable. So it is nigama kalpataru galitam phalamidam. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, these two literatures, then we get all Vedic knowledge. And then we can revive our Krishna consciousness. And to do this business, there is no difficulty. Krishna will give you all protection, provided you remain, adhere to the lotus feet of Krishna. Mami uja prapadante, maya me tan sarati. The maya will not touch you, you will be happy. Thank you very much.